Good morning. Welcome to Thursday. It's Tony Curry on TKR checking with you here on Facebook Live this morning. I hope you're having a fantastic day. I had a great day yesterday. I stopped over and saw Big Dave. A lot of people know Big Dave Aldridge from his Budweiser days. He's no longer with them. Everybody knows that whenever I was out doing bar gigs, whether it be Jitterbug, Senior Frogs, Clyde Houston's, Rue Burrows, whatever, I was always drinking a Budweiser. I've been in bed with those guys for a long time, and I think they're fantastic, and I love Big Dave for all of our... We used to do Bud Light game nights, man. We used to get after it. I've been running with Dave for a long time. He's going through a little bit of a tough time, some medical things. He'd be fine. He's got great attitude. But anyway, I stopped by, and he said, here, maybe you'll like this. And he found this in his attic, which is kind of sad, Big Dave. But I'm going to be hanging that on my wall. And I wanted to thank him not only for his friendship and everything he's done for me as a friend, but also through his collaboration with the Budweiser over the years. They're fantastic. One of our great sponsors here on Tony Curry Radio. I also had a great conversation with Alex Hubelin, Stephen Barnett. Good morning to you. Also had a great conversation with Alex Hubelin, Dr. Alex Hubelin from AdaptaJet, one of our big clients. And we talked about how we're going to grow his show, Adaptive Paris, which runs every single day at noon right here on Tony Curry Radio. You know, if you're on the air with us, Coosa Valley Auto Sale, my latest get a couple weeks ago, and Al Cooper, those guys. I love all the clients I have on my radio station. I have a couple of rules. First of all, I get to kind of pick and choose who I want on the radio station. I want to make millions of dollars, sure. I could sell out to everybody if I wanted to, but then the radio station wouldn't sound good on TKR and, of course, on our podcast series. So I want to make a conscious effort to get clients on the air that I use. And so I will buy a car from Coosa Valley Auto Sale. I've used Budweiser products for years and years and years. Adapter Parish is one of those great shows that I absolutely love, and I utilize their software. And so it's great. So if you ever want to have some type of partnership with me here at TKR, you know where to find me. 542-1848, 542-1848. It's my personal cell phone. It's not my jackass phone. Call me. I'll talk to you about it. A couple things I want to get into. Word came out yesterday that perhaps FBI agents, when they did the whole search and thing there down at Mar-a-Lago, that they went through Melania Trump's bedroom. Two things came out of this. First of all, they said not even Donald Trump is allowed in his wife's bedroom. Is that real? Donald Trump ain't allowed in his wife's bedroom? Let me tell you something. No matter how powerful you are, how narcissistic you are, how cynical you are, how rich you are, not every man has power over everything. And normally, the woman in his life has got the last say in a lot of things. And don't think for a second that Melania doesn't... you know, she steers the rudder on that boat sometimes. I'm not saying all the time, but sometimes. But I've never been in a situation where a woman wouldn't let me go into her bedroom. I get that they're sleeping apart, because a lot of people do that. I'm not into that. I feel like you got to make it work. Some people snore. Some people don't want to be with other people. They sleep better when they're apart. I get that. My ex and I did it for a while. But the fact that he ain't allowed in her bedroom, and the point is that FBI agents obviously went through her bedroom looking for all this stuff, and now saying that they potentially could have gone through her panty drawer. So I know you're sick. You're sick, because you're thinking to yourself, would Tony Curry go through Melania Trump's panty drawer if he had a chance? And you're sick for even thinking that. I mean, seriously, that's disgusting. The answer is yes. I'd have to go find out what she wears, just because I'm investigating, right? I mean, I'm working for the FBI. I'd have my gloves on and everything. I'd have my rubber gloves on, the rubber black gloves, before I went through her panty drawer. But I'd be looking for evidence, so I would have to go through that drawer and do that. But the fact that FBI agents are allowed to go through Melania's underwear panty drawer, I just love the word panties. The word panties is such a wonderful word. Go through her panty drawer, but Donald Trump can't even go into her bedroom? Something's wrong with that, man. It's not right. Also, today we found out the iPhone 14 is coming out October 7th. Pre-orders coming up in September. There's so many iPhones coming out now that I don't even know what mine is. It was an 8, it was a 9, it was a 10. I think I got an 11. I think I got 11. The damn thing ain't working worth shit. I mean, it keeps breaking down. I got on my messages page last night, and I could not open my messages page. I've done all the iOS updates and all that garbage, and I know that Apple controls my phone. They want me to buy a new phone. I'm probably up. I'll get into free updates in a minute. But if they want me to update my phone, they want me to go buy a new phone, and so they start screwing with me and make sure that my phone doesn't work, so I feel like I got to go get it. Kai Gregory, good morning to you. Great show last night, Title Tracks from the AC/DC's Live Wire Wednesday last night, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing, 205-682-2828. I love that show. 8 o'clock last night. It was great. Kai, I hope you heard it. So it looks like I was wanting to get the 13 because it seems like the 13 came out in like January. And now the 14 is coming out. Good news is, first of all, the iPhone 14 is not going to go up in price, which is what? With inflation and everything? Because you have to buy the phone. It's going to be like a regular price. The other thing that I think that if you got service through like AT&T, Verizon, whatever you Mint, whatever you're using, and I'll say AT&T because that's what I use. They give you this, my kids this, you get a free upgrade. There ain't nothing free about it. You get a free upgrade. But then you're paying $30 a month for the next 4 years. And, of course, there's going to be 16 new iPhones coming out between now and 2027. So you're like, what's a free update? I don't get it. If I'm getting a free update, I should get a free phone, right? Free update just means you can update, but you can still buy it. You can pay for it. Hell, I could do that anywhere else. I don't get it. Am I missing something here? Anyway, the phone you're watching right now, the camera sucks. Everything's bright. My head's all shiny. My nose actually looks big, which is weird because it's not. So maybe the iPhone 14, which is coming out in about a month, will help me out with that. We'll see what happens. I mentioned Coosa Valley Auto Sales, Brad, David, Shane, Dakota, Jeremiah, Al, the entire crew. They're sitting by their phones. They're ready to get after it later on this morning, 9:30, 10 o'clock this morning is when they open up. 256-267-0296, 256-267-0296. If you don't think I'm going to buy a car from them, you're like, you're going to use your things. You're going to buy a car. Yeah, I'm actually going to buy a car from Coosa Valley Auto Sale when I'm ready. I'm going through some changes in my house and doing some things in business, but when I'm ready to get out of my 2013 Honda Odyssey, it's got 156,000 miles on it, I'm going to drive the wheels off of that thing. I'm going to go get a car from Coosa Valley Auto Sale. You know why? Because I know they ain't BSing me. They do a customer co-op. They tell the truth. Al will tell you exactly what he paid for the vehicle and what he's going to charge you for it and why he's going to charge you for it. Now, you may see a car and go, wait a minute, this has got lesser mileage, but you're charging me more for it. Why is that? Or less for it? What's the deal? He'll explain it to you. Ask him anything, and he's totally transparent. That's why most of the cars in their lot last about 2 or 3 days, and they're gone. The Easter eggs keep coming every single morning, so check out CoosaValleyAutoSale.com, CoosaValleyAutoSale.com. They do fantastic work. There was a band called The Big People. Do you remember this? Michael Corleone from the Dan Yankees, and also Leonard Skinner, Jeff Carlisi from 38 Special, Pat Travers Band, fantastic, Boom Boom, Out Go the Lights, Derek St. Holmes from the Ted Nugent Band, and then this guy named Benjamin Orr, who I got a chance to spend the evening with, not that way, although I would have. Seriously, if I was going to go gay, that's the guy I would have gone with. He was smoking, man. Benjamin Orr was, of course, the bass player for the Cars. He sang Drive. He sang It's All I Can Do. He sang some of the biggest hits from the Cars along with Rick Ocasek. And he came out. He had that long blonde hair. It was like 90-something degrees. He had a red velvet suit on, had the makeup on. And, man, the women went crazy for this guy. He just had the rock and roll look. He was super cool. He never raised his voice. He kind of smirked a little bit. You never knew what he was thinking. So I got a chance to spend a couple hours with him before the big show. And it was Big People. It was like one of the last big super groups. And it was the last group that Benjamin Orr played with. And Benjamin Orr would have been 75 today. And shortly after he was on that tour, I think he had pancreatic cancer. He passed away about 3 or 4 months later. I think it was in 1990. He died in 2000, but shortly after the tour they went off, he got sick and passed away. And because of my experience with him, it hurts. Benjamin Orr is probably not one of the biggest rock and rollers in rock and roll history. He's certainly top 50 for me. But the fact that I got a chance to spend a lot of time with him and find out who the guy really was underneath that red velvet suit was really, really cool. I'll share you some of those notes and some of those things we talked about at a later date. But just a fantastic guy. Happy belated to Benjamin Orr. Would have been 75 today. Also, Pink. I love her. Any woman that can sing that good upside down is all rocking to me. She's 43 today. Chum Lee from Pawn Stars. They come out, they set a brand new season of Pawn Stars last week. It's all best of show. It ain't new. It ain't new if it's best of. Show me some new content. Anyway, I love Chum Lee. He turns 40 today. Mina Kimes. You know who she is? If you're into college football, and who isn't? We got pro football starting later on tonight. By the way, Rams-Bills tonight. Ozzy Osbourne singing halftime. If you're not in the NFL, but you love classic rock, you're watching the halftime tonight. I want to see Ozzy. They better show it on television too, damn it. I'm going to be upset if they don't show Ozzy Osbourne the halftime show later on tonight, the Rams and the Buffalo Bills. I cannot believe he's going to be on stage tonight. I can't wait to see him. I'm super excited. 73 years old and still getting it. Just had surgery a couple months ago. It's amazing. But Mina Kimes is on ESPN. She's 37 today. She is my favorite woman in sports. I think she is fantastic. First of all, she is super smart. She knows everything. She could go up against Tony Romo or anyone else and kill it. She's all over ESPN. She does a wonderful job. I know some guys are like, women don't know what they're talking about in sports. They didn't play the game. How the hell they know? I'm telling you, man, I would not want to get in a debate with Mina Kimes. She's unbelievable. She's fantastic, and she's very, very attractive. But she is fantastic, so check her out and say a happy birthday to Mina Kimes, 37 years of age today. All right, I'm going to be hanging up my new guitar here. I'm going to get that bad boy up on the wall. I'm going to make a boatload of phone calls today. We have some great shows that we run, 13 different shows that run every single day, 5 days a week. It starts with Mission Minded with Michael Coleman from the Montgomery Food Bank. It's a great non-for-profit show. We're going to be talking about employees. What's happening with employees right now? We got people that want to work four-day work weeks. We have people don't want to have to go back in the office. Roughly 30% of all employees in the United States are back in the office full-time, which means you're probably working a couple of days from home. Do you like that? We have unions that are stepping up with Starbucks. It looks like UPS is going to go on strike just in time for Christmas. Timing's impeccable. We're going to talk about employees and the future of employment coming up on Mission Minded. Noon, we have Adapter Parish. Benny Selman, good morning to you, my friend. We've got all these great shows. Blues Almighty with Austin Hanks. Damon Johnson, texted him yesterday. We have a ZZ Top concert coming to town later in September. I think it's the 29th. And I was asking Damon if he's going to be in town for it. He's on the road with Lynyrd Skynyrd till the first weekend in October, so he will not be here. And, of course, he's going full thread on Brother Kane after that. So he's got a show we run every single day here on Tony Curry Radio. Need to Know with Kip Kiefer. Fantastic show from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino. He's also got a show called Wanna Bet. He had another fantastic. I think he's 7-2. 7-2 on his picks in college football, right? 7-2 on his picks. His picks have been unbelievable. He's out in Las Vegas with Case, his son, who works out at a sports book out there and works for a newspaper. It's called Wanna Bet. You can hear that show at 9, 11, 1, and 3 on Saturdays, and also, of course, wherever we get our podcast. If you need any information about what we do here on Tony Curry Radio, search Tony Curry Radio Podcast. If they're musically elemented shows like Blues Almighty or the Damon Johnson Show or When in Rome with Stuart Rome for the Woodhouse Day Spa, you can find those on Spotify because it's the only platform that will play music and talk. Anywhere else, you can find them on Audio Boom, iTunes, iHeart, whatever. Check out all of our podcasts. It's fantastic. So if you want to find out what Tony Curry is up. But if you want to hear first-run shows, we're like a regular radio station. TKR, sitting in front of a guy at Bryant Denny on Saturday night. Mark Rutledge, along with his lovely wife, Brandy, and they're like, what are you up to these days? I've been doing TKR for 3 years, man. We play classic rock. It's killer. It's all up-tempo. It's classic rock you haven't heard in a long time. It's not really, really deep, dark stuff. It's all up-tempo. It'll get you in a great mood. Check out the TKR app. Download TKR and check out our app. It's fantastic. And listen to all of our podcasts. I hope you have a fantastic Thursday. We got professional football later on tonight. Ozzy Osbourne playing halftime. It's all good. More college football kicking off tomorrow. And then, of course, a full-fledged Alabama-Texas on Saturday. Whoa. Alabama favored by 20 in that game. I like it. It's going to be a fantastic next few days. So enjoy your week. Enjoy your weekend. God bless. And I appreciate you watching this morning here on Tony Curry Radio.